96.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
What is something that has really improved your life and you wish you did it so much sooner? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065, 916-909-1065. We're getting into this because this question was asked on a post, and the comments on here are great. And some of them are very serious, and some of them are very not serious at all. One of the first one on here that I can totally relate to, replacing cheap office chairs.
Oh, sure.
Something that actually gives you lumbar support. Something that's really quality. I mean, I feel like it didn't cause my back problems, but I feel like sitting on bad seats for over a decade here at work has definitely made my back problems worse.
It certainly hasn't helped.
Somebody said quitting a toxic job.
Yes.
Wish you did it so much earlier in your life. How about this one? Cutting down on screen time. I really wish that I could do that. I feel like I can't.
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
Yeah. I don't feel that ever. Never have. Can I tell you one?
Yeah.
Spending the time and money to get yourself measured and buy good bras.
You've said that before.
Girls, go to Nordstrom's, okay? Whatever bra you think Victoria's Secret is trying to sell you, those teenagers don't know.
Right.
Go to Nordstrom's. Yes, you have to stand in a changing room with a stranger. It will change your life.
Here's one we got texted into 916-909-1065, which we're talking about things that have improved your life. You wish you did them earlier. Therapy. Person said, I can't emphasize enough how much therapy has had changed my life. And I really do wish that I had gone a lot sooner. We'd be remiss to not plug betterhelp.com online therapy that you can do from anywhere. Therapy's amazing. Yeah. This one, getting a bidet. They said I bought it during COVID and I wish I did it years ago.
Kevin and I contest too. Yeah. We love a bidet.
I'm the only person in here who has never used a bidet.
And we can tell.
Oh, boy, it changes your life.
We can actually tell.
So, yeah. Like, how can you tell? Like,
you're just not clean.
Okay, yeah. Not clean.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Move out of your hometown. Mm. I can definitely attest to that.
Disagree.
You've never moved out of your hometown.
But I don't feel like I need to.
It's one of those things where, like, I didn't know I needed it until I know I needed
it. Okay, but not every... this is one where I feel like not everybody needs it.
It just broadens your horizon. It broadens everybody's horizon.
I don't want my horizon broadened. I want to... Okay, well, but here's the thing. I want to live by my family. I want to live in a place that's familiar to me. The idea of like going out and doing something different brings me a lot of anxiety. You can call that broadening your horizon. To me, it feels like enhancing my mental illness.
Another one, and this is interesting. Giving up on folding your underwear. I've saved so much time and I don't know why I ever did it.
I bet that was a man.
Probably.
Because my underwear cannot be folded.
I was going to say, underwear can't really be folded.
They can't.
We put this up on Facebook. Yeah. Did we get any good ones?
Stephanie said LASIK eye surgery.
Yes.
I have to tell you, so my oldest daughter just went to Newman LASIK. This is somebody who started wearing glasses when she was in sixth grade. I got so emotional hearing her describe what her life is like now that she got LASIK eye surgery. The fact that she could, like, tell what time it was.
Right.
Is
LASIK eye surgery is amazing.
Newman LASIK. Bev said, and I'm not sure about this one, and I agree with it, but colonoscopy?
Oh, sure. You can't do that too early unless you don't want your insurance company to pay for it.
I don't know. Do it. Shannon said, making time to go to Orange Theory.
Yes, definitely. Exercise and weight loss showed up big time on text messages.
Melanie said, listening to you all. Obs.
Aww.
That's nice.
Jessica said, running. I wish I could run again.
Yes, running showed up on here too.
Really
Aaron said, taking migraine medication.
Oh, yeah.
As somebody whose partner has a lot of migraines, I would love it to see him take some medication. Kathleen said getting breast reduction surgery.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I completely support it.
It does seem like it would hurt your back if they're too big.
It does, I think.
Yeah.
Lori said fostering cats.
Oh, no.
Has improved their life.
Why are you acting like...
Because then, if Katie adopts cats, she adopts, like, the whole shelter.
Okay, yeah. I have a few foster fails. Give me a break. MJ said changing doctors.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a big one. She said, same doctor for 10 years, never listened to me, and I never got better until I changed.
Especially for women, too.
I couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah.
Shauna said, quit drinking.
Oh, I would expect that one to be.
Sure.
Quit smoking cigarettes showed up on text messages, too.
Kaylin said getting a divorce.
Oh, I would imagine that came up probably at some point.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, I love all the silly ones, too. Wearing an Apple Watch.
Kristen said having dual monitors at work.
I mean.
Keep the text messages coming in.
You guys are so funny.
To 916-909-1065.